everything is connected. Nothing begins on one day. Nothing ends in one day. I am connected to the wind and the glass, the rock and the bird, the man flying from the window, and the woman sobbing because her child will not know his father. I am connected to the son who did not have time to make his regular call to his mother that morning, to the manager who barked orders to evacuate the building as he double-checked each room to make sure it was empty, to the grandmother returning to work after a week's visit to see her newest granddaughter. I am connected to them all. To the aunt that rode the cuff of the pants of the chef all the way to the windows on the World Restaurant on the 107th floor. This aunt that survived walking across the kitchen floor, negotiating around the footsteps of the baker, the butcher, and the man delivering the daily fish. The mouse that scampered into the insurance company office and into a storage closet. He heard the people walking into the office, so he made himself smaller and waited for evening when the people would leave to return to their homes. I am connected to the fat red geranium that smiled under the bright fluorescent lights that tickled her leaves and tingled her stem. The light stimulated her in a way that made growing a necessity instead of a choice. She rejoiced, spread it, bloomed, and draped. To the dog in the basement of the World Trade Center, who waited in the kennel for his best friend, the police officer with whom he worked. The two would be reunited soon, the dog figured, because the man never left him for long. The dog calmed himself by trying to imagine what kind of treat the man would bring back this time. I am connected to the mother who survived breast cancer and was walking down the hall to the bathroom when she barely missed the mouse. To the newly wedded man who sat down to his desk, opened up the morning paper, thought of his wife who was expecting their first child, then picked up his cup of Starbucks coffee. I am connected to the gray-haired security officer who was making his rounds, nodding some hellos to the quieter early arrivals, cheerfully greeting out loud those he knew welcomed it. I am connected to the pretty investor who was just getting out of the cab, headed for her office when she looked up and saw two starlings for a second. I am connected to her. To the wind, normally a slight breeze carrying the scent of the Hudson River, but forced on this day to hurl dark clouds of rocks, steel, dust, dirt, and flesh. The wind that preferred to whip up short dresses and dance around the braids of children had to deliver fiery mayhem and stinging horror. The wind that usually carried laughter and the tapping of high heels on this day delivered the explosion of centuries of rage. Everything is connected. Nothing begins on one day. Nothing ends in one day.